Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Angie Matney in Virginia, and I'm going to do a podcast that I hope you all will find interesting. I couldn't wait to do this for you guys, but I am doing it basically as soon as I possibly could. The subject of this podcast is the brand new, not yet quite yet released, Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. It's called the KNFB Reader, and it is being developed jointly by Ray Kurzweil and his company and the National Federation of the Blind. And I have been fortunate enough to be a beta tester for this new product, and I just received my reader yesterday, and so I'll play with it a little bit. So part of this, this could be better if somebody with a little more experience were doing it, but I'm going to do it from the perspective of a newbie. So I hope you guys will bear with me for that. First of all, I will give my contact email address and all of that at the beginning of this podcast, since I forgot to do it last time. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, you can write to me on the Blind Cool Tech list, or you can email me off list at Angie@mpmail.net. That's A-N-G-I-E at M as in Mary, P as in Paul, mail, M-A-I-L.net. Okay, so with that out of the way, I'm going to describe the reader to you first of all. This machine is essentially a PDA with a camera on the back of it. They are connected via USB. But the way this is designed, you don't actually see the connection. What we have here is the whole thing is kind of enclosed in a leather-ish case. It's not exactly leather. I'm not sure what it's made of. There's also sort of a plastic housing that goes between the camera and PDA. And it also covers the front part of the PDA where the USB cable is that connects it to the camera. So, in other words, most PDAs, they have this little long port in the front, and you can plug a charger or different other peripherals, I guess, into the port. I'm not exactly sure how they all work, but in this case, the camera is connected through a port at the front of the PDA, but this is not visible to you when you are looking at it. When I first saw the thing, I thought it just looked like they were using a really big PDA. But I realized that the last couple of inches of that length are from this housing that connects the camera and the PDA. The reason they've done it this way is to make it, you know, not so likely. I think several reasons. One, you're not very likely to be able to break this thing. And two, it's very easy to learn how to operate this machine. And I was able to show some coworkers how to do this. And they were taking pictures and getting OCR results pretty almost instantly. So by having it all connected here and sort of as a quote-unquote one-piece unit, we have eliminated some of the issues that would come if it just connected into a separate PDA. So you don't have access to any of the other features of the PDA, with the exception that you can actually do a few voice recordings and apparently link them with files that you've scanned, so that I guess as you're perusing your list of documents, it would announce the file. The documents, by the way, are saved in XML format, and I guess that you can link these voice files with them. I haven't really played around with that very much. I'm sorry, because I was doing this earlier and I actually think I did a better job with the first podcast, but there were technical difficulties, so I'm doing it again. In any case, just bear with me. So, essentially, describing this again, we have the PDA in its leatherish case with a clear screen protector over it. The screen does have some uses, not for me or anybody else who is totally blind, but you can do something neat with the screen that I'll talk about later. The reader is essentially operated only by the hardware buttons on the PDA. And those involve, they're sort of, they're four function keys and a navigation button. So they are below the screen as they are on most of these PDAs. And we have on the extreme left, F1, to the right of that, F2. Then we have a navigation, it's not exactly a cursor cross because it's more of a square, or really more of a trapezoid, I guess, because the top is actually wider than the bottom. And of course, the sides of the square are left, right, up, and down, and we have an enter key in the middle. Then to the right of that, you have F3, and to the right of F3, we have a key called F4. And that is pretty much everything. You do have two other buttons to concern yourself with. On the front right edge of the PDA, or of the housing that the thing is in, there's a reset button. And I'm really interested to know what that pushes on the PDA to reset the PDA. But in any event, there's a reset button here. A larger reset button that's recessed, so you won't accidentally press it, but it's certainly much easier to press than some of the reset buttons on the PDAs that I have seen. I don't know what brand of PDA this is, but I really have to say it looks, the buttons are pretty tactily identifiable, and so I think that is a good choice for the PDA. The PDA's card slots, it has an SD card slot that is used for the software, for installing the software. You don't have to leave the SD card in the PDA. And then it has a compact flash slot for storing the things that you scan. And as I said before, I believe that they are saved in XML format, but I have not yet taken the card out of the thing and put in my card reader. Of course, there's a headphone jack since we are dealing with a PDA, and eventually I'm going to connect my Trekker speaker to it so that you guys can hear what that sounds like. Now, on the underside of the PDA, near the top edge where the headphone jack and the card slots are, we have a digital camera. And essentially, you're going to use the PDA to take the pictures, but you have to turn on the camera separately. The camera, I don't know what kind of camera this is either, but the modification that has been done to the camera is that filters have been installed over the lenses called polarizers, and this is done to help eliminate glare. So there's one on the lens and one on the flash. Let's see, is there anything else that I need to tell you before we begin our demonstration? I don't think so. Just to remind you that this is very, I don't know what the weight is or the exact specs, but it's very lightweight. It could fit in a purse. I don't know about a pocket. It's a little big for that. But it's pretty small, and certainly smaller than anything else that will read things to us. So you turn the machine on by pressing F1 followed by F2, which I will now do. And I'm not going to have the speaker connected yet because I kind of want you guys to be able to hear what it sounds like with its internal speaker.
The system is on. Camera is off. I am ready.
It said the system is on. Camera is off. I am ready. And as you can tell, that's not a lot of volume because we're just dealing with the PDA's internal speaker. But we have other things to use, and I'm actually going to use the speaker that came with my Trekker, and which is a very handy little thing that you can clip to your clothes or do whatever, and that should give us some good volume here.
Document reader.
Yeah, that's a little too much good volume.
User settings. Press over in your settings.
Let me get this situated here.
Shooting mode.
Okay, to get all these things announced, I was pressing the F2 key, which is the mode key, and it was going between the document reader, the user settings configuration, and the shooting mode, which is where we're going to take the picture. This machine does have a good onboard help system. You can access the manual online, but if you need to know what a key does, you can press F1 followed by whichever key that you need to know. So, for example, and it will depend, the responses you get will depend on what mode you're in. So if I press, say, F1,
help is on,
followed by F2,
change mode,
tells me that changes the mode. Wherever I am, if I press F1 twice, I get some status about the machine.
Help is on. Battery status, 100% full. Camera is off. Version 2.5.4.
Okay. So there you have that. Now I have entered shooting mode, so this is the part that I was all excited about when I first heard about this thing. Get to try it with a scanning something, and I am dropping headphones and other things are occurring. At any rate, we are now going to attempt to do some OCR with this thing. And again, bear with me because as the documentation indicates, there can be a learning curve with this machine. The idea is to put your document on a flat surface, and there you go, flat surface. The flat surface I'm using right now is my desktop scanner, oddly enough. My technique is to sort of sit the thing on the document that you want to scan, so the lens of the camera is, you know, the bottom of the unit, and that's on the paper. Then I just kind of lift up a certain amount and take the picture. There are two ways that you can help aim the camera. If you're totally blind or don't want to do this visually, you can use what's called a field of view report. Theoretically, this engages the camera and gives you some information about your... Oh, I should turn the camera on, you know, before I try to actually use it. I'll push the little on button on the camera, and you'll hear two chimes that signify, one from the camera and one from the PDA, to signify that it's on. There it goes. I actually had to stop before camera because my camera just was turning off, and I thought, oh dear Lord, I've broken this thing. But it actually just needed a new camera battery. So, in any case, so now the camera's on, I can show you what I was going to say. If you don't have residual vision and you wish to have guidance in aiming your document, you can use what's called the field of view report, where the machine kind of tries to look at your document before you scan it, and it will tell you which parts of the document that it can see and so on. So what I'm doing is I put the camera back on the page, trying to center it roughly. Now I'm going to lift it up about, say, 16 inches or so, and I'm going to press the up arrow to get a field of view report. By the way, I don't find these to be terribly reliable. The image is too dark. I kept getting that message last night, but I still got some text. The thing that you can do if you have some vision is that you can use what's called viewfinder mode, and you can press F3 to do that. And it will say
viewfinder on,
and the lens kind of comes out, and it lets you look at the PDA screen and see the document, you know, see through the camera lens with the PDA screen. Well, that's, you know, great if you have some vision or if you have sighted coworkers and you're doing something. Today I went to a resource fair for work, and I was with my driver and we experimented a little bit, and I was able to teach her how to do this in just a couple of seconds. She just lined it up using the viewfinder with a business card and took a picture that way and scanned it. And since I'm new at this, I haven't really myself gotten to the point where I'm good at scanning business cards, but she got some pretty good results by visually aligning it. So if you had something that somebody else wanted to scan for you, you could do that with the viewfinder mode. Well, but we don't have access to that, so I'm just going to do the best I can aiming this thing here, putting it in the center, lifting it up a good bit, and then pushing the down arrow to take the picture. Now, last time I got such a good picture with this document. This is something that was in the package with my reader, and I found out in the first podcast that it was the license agreement. So let's see how it does this time. That's actually not bad because I had it at a right angle.
Upside down. Page 1. Adoration of the Blind Reader Sir License Agreement. You should read carefully the following terms and conditions before opening the software package for the Kersley National Federation of the Blind Reader, and before turning the reader on for the first time. Opening the software package indicates your acceptance of these terms and conditions.
So maybe it doesn't count if you actually use the reader to read the license agreement.
You should promptly return the package and open with all accompanying items to your supplier, and your money will be refunded. 1. Ownership of the software. The enclosed software program.
Okay, this is not very exciting. So we will push the enter key to stop that. But you can see it did pretty well. It had a couple of little errors. But it did actually quite well with that document. I am getting better at this. I had a flyer at work that I tried to scan like 7 times before I got the hang of it. But this time I'm doing much better. It just really is a matter of figuring out how high to hold the thing and that sort of thing. But you see, I got pretty, you know, relatively quick, good results, and was able to figure out what that document was. So there's a purpose for that. Now I'm going to try something, and now for something completely different. I'm going in my kitchen. I'm going to get into the freezer, and Glaze hears me coming into the kitchen, I think. I think she's going to come join us momentarily. By the way, it is after midnight now, so yes, I'm doing this after midnight. So it is Glaze's birthday, so happy birthday to my Glaze. I'm going to get a frozen, entree. And a number of these in here. And we shall attempt to scan the frozen entree. I'm actually going to take it back and put it back on my scanner. By the way, I do this sometimes with a with my desktop scanner, and I have OmniPage Pro that I find works quite well, and I sometimes can scan food things with that. Now, for product identification and stuff, a barcode reader, yeah, would probably do a better job, but you know, this is still kind of a neat way to do this, and who knows, it may improve as time passes. Now, I'm going to basically try to scan both sides of this item, this food stuff, and we will see what we have and see if it will tell us how to make it. I did get it to do that for me with something earlier. So, okay, again, put the camera, try to center it with the top of the box. It's not quite so good with cans and bottles and stuff, but we're working on that. Now push down to take a picture. By the way, that, because I did not save the document that I was just reading, it's now gone. But you can set it to do a multi-page document if you like. I just have it on single page, and you could also set it to automatically save every single page that you do, but I don't have it set to do that. This one I'll probably
save. 76 degrees clockwise relative to the page.
Let's see what we have
processing
here.
Image. Please wait. Page 1. Eggolet. Mushroom sauce. Pasta and seasoned beef. 5-6 RAMSOMMAT. Frozen. TGCO0 thoroughly. Serving. Suggestion. End of text.
Okay, so that wasn't it was a little bit of information. I got more the last time I tried to do this, but I could tell that it is some kind of beef with mushroom sauce. I'm going to actually save this attempt.
New document saved. May 19th, 2006, file 01.txt, saving pictures.
Oh, the first file. Okay. Saving it saves these in a folder that corresponds with each day that you have the reader. And then basically gives it a file 01, file 02 kind of thing going on. I'm going to actually try that again with this same front side, and then I'm going to try the back side, because before I got a little bit more information. Again, you have to excuse operator error, because that's going to occur here, because I really probably should wait until I have had this for a little bit longer before trying to do this demonstration, but I was just so excited that I couldn't really wait. And I also have a new digital recorder, so I'm just doing all kinds of gadgety things here for the first time in this podcast. And I'm not good at filling up all this chatter. We'll see what we have now. It's going to give us something
page
pretty soon.
Cook
thoroughly.
I,
okay, I did a bad job with that. Let me try the other side and see what we get from there. Now, what they do kind of warn you of is that if you have something that has quite a lot of graphics on it, or any kind of pictures, you know, you may, or art, or you know, things written in a really artistic font, you may have more trouble. Let's try
taking picture.
My desktop scanner, by the way, It's an all-in-one machine, and it occasionally just mutters to itself, so you might hear that in the background. It's, I don't know what it's doing. It's realigning itself.
Or reprocessing picture.
Thinking about the state of the world. I really have no idea. And my computer's not on.
Camera is 11 degrees clockwise relative to the page.
Come on.
Processing image. Please wait.
And so we seem to be waiting.
Reprocessing image.
Uh-oh.
Please wait.
Reprocessing image. Why does this happen when I try to record this thing? I don't know. This is still new technology. These will be for sale by the time of the NFB convention. Oh, well, maybe
page
it's going to. Here we go.
Nutrition facts.
Here
serving
we go.
Size one package, 227g, calories 230 calories from fat 40% daily value asterisk. W. Total fat 59. Saturated fat 1.5g. Trans fat og. Cholesterol 15 milligrams. Sodium 860 milligrams. Total carbohydrate 33.
Now here's my theory. It said total fat 59. I believe that's 5 grams. I think that's supposed to be 5g. It said trans fat OG, OG, it said. And I really think that's 0 grams. So this is not perfect, but I can kind of figure this out. And I'll see what kind of food I have here in my freezer. My food is copyright 2006. I didn't know it was copyright.
Before, see your kick lip corner of lid to vent. Do NL remove HD. Microwave on high.
Do not remove lid is what that was trying
open
to say.
Lid, stir pasta and sauce celeratingly, then to cook on high for an additional 11/2 to 2 minute OLED stand in microwave for 1 to 2 minutes. Remove up. Careful, it's hot. Mix contents, talk and serve.
So pretty cool.
11,
we've got some food directions here. So, and I know that this is like mushroom and beef and something. I'm going to try to scan the front one more time. I'm going to stop this. This is the oven directions. Well, I was going to stop this, but I'm just fascinated. I've never seen this much of a food box before.
And is not an endorsement or approval of the iRoduct or its manufacturer point. There's a Weight Watchers International. 5 registered for Dima New Weight Watchers International.
So this is all fascinating, but now I think
and
I really lost it. Oh, it was at the end anyway. Okay, let's try to do the front again. Now this time I'm not going to hold quite so high. Because I am convinced I can figure out the perfect way to aim this thing to scan the front of this box. So I should probably engage in some fascinating, interesting small talk while we're waiting, but I really have nothing left to say.
Camera is 55 degrees clockwise relative to the page. Processing image. Please wait.
It's processing. These will sell for around $3,000. I will have this unit for a few weeks if you think of questions that you would like to ask me about it. I'm still learning about it myself.
Please wait.
Serving. Here we go.
Suggestion. End of text.
Oh, crap. Well, I'm not getting a good read on this part. Again, you know, this is very new for me. So, I'm going to keep trying, but as I try, I will close out and just say that, that you can contact me. Oh crap, I didn't even take the right picture. I moved the thing away from the box. So that's obviously not going to work, so we'll just turn the speaker off. You can reach me at angie@mpmail.net, as I said earlier, if you have any questions about this machine. Just forgive the errors that are made because I'm doing this at midnight and not paying attention to what I'm doing. I think it has quite a lot of promise. I think it still has, you know, a long way to go. It's really confused by what I just did to it with its picture. But I think that eventually this will be a very good way to access materials. It is optimized for things like the license agreement that I used earlier, you know, to scan it. Handouts, letters, these kind of print documents that come across the page, come across our desks, that sort of thing. And not necessarily right now optimized for food labels, but as you can see, you can get quite a deal of information. I think it's going to be quite a helpful piece of technology as it progresses. I'm excited about having the chance to be a part of it. And as I said, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me or to write to me on Blind Cool Tech. I'm taking a picture of this front thing again. I'm bound and determined to get a good picture of that.
Camera 7 degrees counterclockwise relative to the page.
Well, maybe this time it works. Let's see. If not, you guys will just have to, again, forgive the operator error. But I did get quite a good results with my business card stuff and with other normal papers. Happy enough with the food results. I've got directions on how to make this.
The image is upside down. Page 1. Igelita. 3 upream. Mushroom sauce. Pasta and seasoned dev. 230 calories. 80 Z. 227 G. 5 grams almond. Keep frozen. End of text.
Keep frozen. Pasta. This is like, has sirloin and mushroom sauce, as you can tell. So anyway, okay, I got more information that time, but I won't subject you guys to that one more single time. I will just say that I'm having fun trying to use this in different ways around the office and at home, and be happy to answer any questions. Thanks. Bye.